Quite unique, Quechubit or pinch cake. It is called so as the cooked cake from a pan is taken out with cake tongs by the trader, so it is like pinch. The ingredients of the cake are quite simple. This cake is sweet and delicious. It's really nice to eat with a cup of tea or coffee. It has various shapes. It is small and funny that everybody likes it. However, generally, Quechubit is round. On the top of it, there are usually sprinkles to make it more beautiful and delicious. Quechubit is a quite popular snack in Jakarta, and this cake is easily found in various parts of the city. However, usually Quechubit is sold in school areas and traditional markets. It is quite cheap. It costs about 1,000 rupees per piece. It depends on the topping. Quechubit with cheese is surely more expensive than Quechubit with sprinkles. You can also order cooked or half-cooked Quechubit. Both have delicious taste.
The Voice of Indonesia, the World Service of Radio Republik Indonesia in Jakarta. Welcome back to me, Ahmad Faisal, on Indonesia Today. On what? On 19th February 2025. Well, with my great pleasure, I would like to say that with my hope all of you are fine today, can not only give you much goodness, but also provide you much happiness. Keep on your spirit. Keep on maintaining your innovation, keep on what holding about your hope, so that I believe that in the future you are able to reach your goal or your target. Well, full of information, full of you know, music song can file as our feature, and also full of our, you know, Indonesian cultures, as we you know, we set as our fillers, and even updated information that we would like to share with listeners. So please keep on listening and stay tuned on www.voynews.id.
Kita pernah berjanji. listener, today's Music Corner presents a traditional song from West Kalimantan entitled Alok Galing Lasong Laban. It is a song from Sambas Regency. This song often accompanies a dance called Alok Galing. Alok Galing itself is a term for a traditional rice pounding tool of Sambas people. The lyrics of the song contain expressions of happiness of the Sambas people during harvest time, making amping a Sambas specialty. Amping is made from roasted rice then pounded using pestle and mortar. Well, listener, let's enjoy the song Alok Galing Lasong Laban by Sumastika S. and Friska Suryana.
Indonesia.
Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Well, this is the right time for me to share you our wise word. You know that wise word is believed to increase, to improve about perhaps your skill or capabilities, because this can also boost about our passion, and even this can also trigger our enthusiasm in order to reach our goal or our target. But sometimes wise words is also believed to make us have something new and even new ideas after listening to or reading about wise words. So the wise word that we have to share you is from Muhammad Nasir. He said, to reach something, one must fight for it. Like picking coconut on the tree, you don't wait it fall like a ripe durian. Muhammad Nasir is an Indonesian scholar, fighter, politician, and religious figure. He was the prime minister in the era of 1950 until 1951, the Masyumi organization figure and freedom fighter. He is also known for his politeness, intelligence, modesty, care, and persistence.
The villages located at Tumbak Island, Tumbak Village, Posumain Sub-District, Southeast Minahasa, North Sulawesi.
Tumbak Island is an uninhabited island. The name of Tumbak is an acronym which means mangrove tree because there are a lot of mangrove trees growing at the village. The trip to the village from Manado City takes around 3 hours. The village has amazing panorama and wonderful attractions. We recommend you to stay at the island for 2 days to truly enjoy the best experiences there. One of the features of Tumbak Island is its white sand. The crystal clear and blue ocean looks incredibly beautiful. The clearness of the water makes the coral reefs under the sea visible from the surface. If you want to explore the underwater beauty of Tumbak, we suggest you to rent a cottage near the mangrove forest. The distance between the village and the cottage, which is located in the middle of the sea, only takes 10 minutes by taking boat. Visitors who come to island will be fascinated by the wonderful scenery. You can also witness the beautiful sunrise and sunset from the cottage. In addition, you can also do snorkeling from the cottage because there are various snorkeling spots near the cottage. There are also many kinds of sea creatures such as fish and starfish. If you are capable enough of doing snorkeling and diving, you can explore a 300-meter sea fan forest with a width of 3 to 6 meters. However, if you still have no experience in snorkeling and diving, you can hire a guide who will help you. You can also try different experiences by snorkeling at night. The beach also offers other activities for tourists, such as fishing, diving, and exploring mangrove forest. In addition, you can also enjoy the tasty baked fish.
Lihat indah warna tawa beranjak, tinggalkan wajahku. Terlihat jejak hampa tak bermakna merampas semangat yang dulu. Kan bahagia bertata tak hirau pandangan tersimpan dalam hati dalam jiwa bersama.
Renaissance Indonesia.
Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. You are still with me, Ahmad Faisal, on Indonesia Today. Well, do you know that the Biennial Indo Defense Expo and Forum is set to be held in June this year, 2025. It was stated by the Ministry of Defense while addressing the press at his office in Jakarta. Head of the Ministry's Information Bureau, Brigadier General Frega Ferdinand Wenas, noted that the event was originally planned for November 2024 but was postponed due to elections. And he said that the event will offer Indonesia a valuable opportunity to promote national defense industry and also serve as a platform for defense diplomacy. The official also pointed to the potential economic benefits the nation that could gain by hosting the event. He also highlighted that the Czech Republic has expressed its interest in participating in the Biennial Defense Exhibition. He informed that the government will also proceed with the event despite the budget cuts implemented across institutions, given that the funds for the event were allocated before the issuance of Presidential Instruction Number 1 of 2025 on budget efficiency.
Feature entitled The Gong Music of Sungkung Dayak Community in Sanggau, the border area between West Kalimantan Province and Malaysia, precisely in Antikong Regency, reproduced from Radio Republik Indonesia Antikong in West Kalimantan. So, stay tuned. The borderline, the Sungkung Dayak community are not affected by the onslaught of the culture and traditions of other regions, even other countries. Sungkung Dayak community remains faithful to the traditions inherited from their ancestors hundreds of years ago. One tradition which is still maintained to this day is sounding a gong at the beginning of a special celebration. The presence of gong music or tetapuhan in a celebration for Sungkung Dayak people is loaded with spiritual messages from the ancestors that should not be infringed. Become an integral part of Sungkung Dayak community life. Almost at every party or celebration, the round percussion instruments is always there. For them, the gong musical instrument has a distinct meaning whenever it is played or sounded. When the gong is sounded during a special celebration, it means people are making a request to God through the ancestors who have died, to be given protection and safety. It is through this gong music that the traditional leaders summon ancestral spirits with Pomang or mantra to protect and save the event from interference of malicious supernatural beings.
Pak anu bulatan mit balas tanganku ku nadat na basa na utuk na manang na kaut na buhit na ngimul na kawai na ngaji deng ngagah deng mujak nugsuk nugmoy mo imaw mo musik mo mau mo kutkabaw krit kami krit kuda da so raja so nyama so tuat so aja kelek aja sina aja belana manug ipok nug babi nug adat basa bukunai cukup uruk mudut na de tabung kaut tabung musik tabung ngimul na kop na gup buku tay buku na mate siya masih abi hume abi utin ko tabu manaku me tabu manaku nuak manug cho gudak gudak sango gudang te anak manug gudak kusik manug cho gudak japang gudak mereka manug tabu utuk tabu manang tabu nasib tabu tua nuk adat nuk basa buku na ti ta cukup da uluk da budet da de nuk tira pama.
Only after this is done, the gong can be sounded. The sounding of the gong cannot be done just by anybody. Only traditional leaders are allowed to do it with three strikes. As stated by the traditional leader in Sentul Village, Suruh Kembawang, Antikong District, Sanggau, Francis Pelek, as follows.
Gong itu terhitungnya adat yang lebih besar. Pertama,
gong is a greater ritual. First, to begin the ritual, we make yellow rice and tuak extract. And then, we make pamang. Afterwards, we can sound the gong three times, indicating the ritual is bigger.
Sudah dibikin.
After the gong has been sounded three times, then it is followed by the second ritual. According to Francis Pelek, the second ritual must be fitted with main offerings consisting of chicken eggs, chicken, pork, and other dishes. The pomang is then read out before the offerings and food in order to be protected from danger and misfortune. After that, all offerings and foods are eaten together by all the villagers who hold the event.
Yang selengkap-lengkapnya alat dibikin, sudah jadi alatnya dibikin, baru kita bikin pamang lagi. Pertama,
the equipments are created
dua,
as complete as possible.
Ketiga,
after the equipments
babi,
are made, we make pamang again, including eggs and killing chicken, pig and dog.
Pulut,
after that, we hit the gong, eat the pulut, and then put the egg on our head
babi,
and pig blood on our face.
Itu,
finally, the ritual is done,
itu,
and then we hit the gong again and dance.
Nari,
afterward,
itu,
we stop
berhenti,
and feast.
Minum-minum, makan-makan.
Gong for Sungkung Dayak tribe is believed to be a means to bring good fortune and keep bad luck away. For that reason, every celebration or activity of a specific nature, such as rice planting, opening farmland, and so forth, must be preceded by striking the gong. The louder the sound of the gong is, and the more distant the drumming sound of a gong sounded, the more Sungkung Dayak community will be spared from evil, misfortune, and danger.
Terjadi gong itu, suara gong itu yang narik tu, petuah orang, sedekah.
The gong sounding is giving good guidance, alms, and faith, including the spirits like farming and money, anything related to wealth. We hit the gong because we want more fortune. Gong. That's how we hit the gong.
Gitu caranya.
Ketabuhan gong that characterizes Sungkung Dayak tribe has existed since hundreds of years ago. They believe if the gong is sounded, then safety will cover the entire villages. Even though the whole process is for the safety of the Sungkung Dayak tribe, there are still some restrictions. As was told by Lamai, a traditional leader of Sungkung Dayak in Suruh Tembawang Village, Antikong District, Sanggau.
kalau gong itu kan memang ciri khas budaya ya di daerah kita untuk memanggil seseorang.
Gong is our typical culture, used to call somebody. The taboo of gong is 4 days no bath, no going out, stay hidden in the house. People from neighboring village cannot enter our village and vice versa. If we go, we will bring the misfortune and they will punish us. Also, many people will get sick and pass will invest the plan. If I violate the taboo, I will receive the consequences until now it happens. The bamboo shoot and fern must not be eaten and cannot be brought inside the house for 1 month. We need to make a party to end the taboo where the gong is sounded again.
Gong itu dibunyikan lagi kembali.
Tetapuhan gong for the Sungkung Dayak not merely as a means to communicate with God through the ancestors, but also as a means of socializing the sound of gong that echoed throughout the village, inviting friends and relatives from afar to come and celebrate and join the host of the event. The Sungkung Dayak community loves their heritage so much, and they do not want the tradition of Tetabuhan Gong eroded by the time. That's why, until now, Tetabuhan Gong tradition has never been left in any event. Meanwhile, Sungkung Dayak parents never forget to introduce the ancestral traditions to their children and grandchildren. Listeners, that was the other side of the Tetabuhan Gong for the Sungkung Dayak community in rural districts of Antikong, Sanggau, West Kalimantan Province, bordering with Sarawak, Malaysia.
Bakar batu, or burning the stone, used to be just a cooking ritual for Papuan. But now, bakar batu is also done in festivals, wedding ceremonies, birth celebration, or any public event. Village people will gather around, stack the stones, and light fire on the stone pile. Then they will cook sweet potatoes or pork, which are wrapped in banana leaves. After cooking, obviously, they will eat together. The meaning of bakar batu is an expression of gratitude. It is also a symbol that aims to strengthen social relations in Papua.
Baby. Everybody knew you were liar. Everybody knew you were a player. Everybody knew you were never serious with your love again. And I tell you once again, serious with your love again. And I tell you once again, oh baby.
Sedang sendiri, ku coba renungi, ingin apa aku ini? Tak pernah mengerti sampai kini ku sadari, aku tetap tak peduli, hanya aku jalani hidup ini. Melamun sendiri, mau apa aku ini? Tak kupahami, semua orang pasti ingin dapat raih bahagia. Kalau hanya itu aku pun telah mengerti.
Kadang ingin pergi, kadang ingin sendiri. Sampai kini ku tak tahu pasti, aku hanya bisa bermimpi.
Here is the newsline. State Secretary Prestatio Hadi responded to student protests against the government's austerity measures, asserting that the policy would not impact the education sector, including scholarships. Prestatio said that the policy aims to cut unproductive spending such as ceremonial events and external consultants. According to him, in Jakarta, last Friday, the finance minister and parliament assured that the budget efficiency measures will not affect education. The House of Representatives officially passed the revised mineral and coal mining law during a plenary session on Tuesday. The session was attended by 311 of the 579 the House members, along with key government officials, including Energy and Mineral Resources Minister Bahlil Lahadalia, Justice Minister Supratman Andi Atgas, and State Secretary Minister Prasetyo Hadi. The attendees unanimously agreed to pass the revised law. That's a newsline.
Kekasih, ada sesuatu. sana ku mengutarakanlah padamu.